Good afternoon and welcome everyone to today's Indie Business Radio Show. I'm your host, Donna Maria, the Chief Executive Entity, and today is Monday, March the 19th. I'm real excited that you decided to take time from your busy schedule to join us today. Before we get started, I want you to know that today's show is sponsored by something that I'm very excited about, and that is the third annual Indie Business Conference. It's going to be held this year on August 16th, 17th, and 18th in beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina at the DoubleTree Suites and Guest Inn. I hope that you'll join us. Visit IndieBusinessConference.com for more information and to register. Well, I am really excited about today's show. I have got someone that I have been watching quite a bit lately on television. His name is James Ray. And one thing stood out about him, and that is that he says that balance is bogus. And I want to talk with him about that today. But before I get to that, let me tell you just a little bit about him. James Ray recently has been featured on The Oprah Winfrey Show, Larry King Live, the CBS News Early Show, The Today Show, and Fox News Radio, among other places. He says that true happiness is not about balance. It's about harmony. Balance is bogus, says James Arthur Ray, and he is today's guest, and he's going to share with us a little bit more detail about his philosophy on success and how those of us as small business owners can adapt some of the principles that he espouses into our everyday lives to achieve some of this success. Welcome to the show, James.
Thank you, Donna Maria. It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're welcome. It's really, really exciting to have you. Now, I want to ask just kind of a broad question to get started. You can't really turn on the TV or the radio today without hearing about what it takes to be successful. Can you share with us kind of your take, not only on what your answer to that question is, James, but why do you think that today that topic just seems to be so prolific? It's all over the place. We can't get away from it, yet it's really nothing new, is it?
It's really not. You know, I think the reason that it's so popular, as you state, is because every single one of us is hardwired to become more. We are spiritual beings having a physical experience, and spirit or energy, if you will, has only one objective. That's fuller expression and expansion. You know, I've never met one individual, Donna Marie, who gets up in the morning and says, I want to be less today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone wants to be more. And so consequently, we're always looking for the answers, for the insights, those type of things that can help us to achieve those in a more efficient and rapid fashion.
And what do you think? Do you think there's anything special about society today that seems to have caused this kind of discussion to take root and sort of spread like wildfire? I mean, I don't think it's anything new, as you said, but I got to tell you, it just seems to be everywhere. Everyone seems to have a philosophy on it. Is there something going on today that makes it more attractive to people to be interested in this?
Well, how mystical do you want to be? How mystical do you want to get today? I believe, you know, I've studied everything from all the great spiritual philosophies, psychology, quantum physics, and business philosophies as well, which kind of means I'm eclectic, you know. And, you know, one of the things that the ancient spiritual philosophies tell us is that there's this window of time. You know, the Hopis, the Mayans, the mystical Christians, the Hindus, all of them have told us that there's this window of time between 2000 and 2012, which would be a rapid expansion of the consciousness of mankind. And I happen to believe that, and in an answer to your question, I think that's what's happening. I think people are waking up, and they're realizing that they have a lot more power and capability than they used to believe they had, and they're wanting to know how to tap into that.
So if that's so, then we're about halfway through that time frame. How are we doing?
I think we're doing famously well. You know, obviously you mentioned The Secret, the movie that I was in, and my book, The Science of Success, is a bestseller. Movies like What the Bleep Do We Know, or people are paying attention. You know, I really believe we're doing extremely well. Now, that being said, it doesn't mean that everything is rosy-posy. You know, for anything new to live, something first must die or go away. And so what we're in is in a birthing process right now of moving into a higher level of understanding and application, and sometimes that's uncomfortable.
And in business, most of the listeners to this show are small business owners. What would you say about that? I mean, what is it that has to die in order for small business owners to be able to adapt these kinds of principles into their lifestyles to maximize their chances of success in business.
Well, I love to be really practical as well. And, you know, one of the things that has to die as a small business owner is the idea that I have to do everything myself and I can't entrust others to do that for me. You know, we tend to get into business because we're good at something and we like it. And we are technicians. But what we have to quickly learn to do is to become business owners and visionaries. And the businesses that have leaders of that nature are the ones that absolutely thrive, and the ones who just won't let go and continue to be technicians and do what they do versus build the business are ones that get stuck and don't move forward. So I think that's, in answer to your question, that's the single most important thing for a small business owner to do, is to change the mindset of working in the business and start working on the business.
And so delegation, kind of in a broad way, is what you're talking about?
Well, delegation, but also beginning to attract, you know, define clearly. I'm running a multi-million-dollar business, and I'm on the road over 200 days a year. I mean, that's a challenge. And yet, one of the reasons that I believe I've been able to do that, besides the metaphysical and spiritual teachings that I teach, is the very practical things that I've done as well. I mean, I sat down years ago when it was me and one assistant with my company, mm-hmm. and I designed an organizational chart as a big company, and I put all these different positions into play, and I put different names, and most of the organizational chart had my name on it, quite frankly, at the time. But I was already planning to move to a higher level, and I realized that I had to work on my business, even back when the results weren't looking that stellar.
Well, let's go back there for a little bit, James. Tell us a little bit about who you are and how your business came into existence. You must have been a smaller business owner at one time. What sorts of things did you do early on besides what you just talked about? Tell us a little bit about your story.
Well, I was a really weird kid by normal measurements. My father was a man's man, and I was kind of a wimp's wimp, really introverted, skinny, scrawny, insecure. And so that was a very painful childhood, and yet it really was a great gift because it drove me to my inner world. While most of my friends were out going to, you know, to dances and movies and having dates, I was home studying. You know, there's never been a time, Donna Marie, in my life where I can remember anything more important to me than to understand the laws of the universe and how they apply to every single area. And so
when you say you were studying, you weren't just reading your math books and your civic books that your teachers were giving you. Is that what you're saying? You were reading other types of things?
Right. In fact, I was a marginal student in school. I really never did that well in school because I was an entrepreneur at heart from the get-go. Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted to get out and do something. Mm-hmm. And so the things that I was studying were all the great philosophies, the psychologies, the, mm-hmm. the quantum physics, all the spiritual traditions, and really attempting to understand the laws of the universe and how the mind works and what drives our behavior.
And what was your first business?
My very first business ever was selling grit newspaper on the corner when I was 6 years old at the grocery store. And I would stand out there for days. And then I was shoveling snow also. I mean, I have always, always been industrious. From the time I was small, that was just ingrained in me. And it was nothing that my parents said, you had to get out and do this. I just did it.
And were your parents business owners or entrepreneurs as well?
No, they weren't. My mother was a stay-at-home mom when I was small. My dad was a Protestant minister. And so he kind of groomed me to go into the ministry, which was really interesting. And I was the good kid. You know, again, very insecure, introverted, never going to talk back to my parents. And if they, you know, he told me what to do, and I said, okay. Mm-hmm. And then when I got into my time to go to school, into college, I was actually admitted to Oral Roberts University, and I was going to study theology. And in the meantime, I've been studying all the great wisdoms. I started studying Buddhism when I was 18 years old, which mm-hmm. was kind of weird, you know, in the household of a Protestant minister. And I decided, no, I'm not going to follow that path. I'm going to go into business. And so I studied business in school, and then I kind of, that didn't work well for me, and then I ended up in behavioral sciences, and that's really what where I found my love, is how does the human being behave and why do they behave?
And out of that, of course, is born James Ray International, and here we are today.
Well, not quite. I was with AT&T for a myriad of years. I was a salesperson for them there, very, very successful, and then they asked me to become a national sales trainer for them, and when I got in front of the room, I was like, wow. You know, this is magic. This is kind of where I meant to be. And then I went to AT&T School of Business and was in charge of all management training and finally left in 92 and started my own business.
So what was your transition from traditional work to being a full-time entrepreneur? What was that like? Was that a challenge? Was it something you were ready for? Did you do both for a while at one time to kind of get your feet wet? How did you make that transition?
No, I made the leap. You know, back in when I left AT&T, they came up, you know, they were going through this massive downsizing, which we've all probably remember and heard of, and mm-hmm. and attempting to cut back on headcount. And so they came out with this 2-year leave program where you could be guaranteed a job back. They pay your insurance while you were gone, and they pay for your additional schooling if you wanted to do that. So I thought, well, here's an opportunity, you know, and I have a safety net. So I signed up to do that. I was going to go for 2 years. In the meantime, I landed a contract with a subsidiary of AT&T, which was a multiple six-figure contract. And for me at the time, that was really healthy. And one of the rules, though, of this hiatus was that you can't work with any subsidiaries of AT&T. And so I had a choice to make. You know, mm-hmm. I either take the contract or I don't, and if I don't take it, then I can take my leave and get my safety net. If I take it, then I can't. And so I really dug down deep inside, Donna Maria, and I said, you know what, I don't want to come back. You know, I know what I'm called to do, and so I'm going to just, you know, quit being a chicken and jump out here and make it happen. And I went in and resigned, and they were really shocked, very shocked, but I haven't looked back since. And in answer to your question, was it difficult? Yes, I've teetered on bankruptcy twice mm-hmm. Since 92, and I mean really, really teetered. I was living on faith sandwiches and vision cookies mm-hmm. For a long time in playing what I call entrepreneurial solitaire. You heard of that one?
I have now.
Entrepreneurial solitaire is where you take all the credit cards that you have and you throw them out on the bed and try to figure out which one has a balance left on them.
Oh,
you know? Yeah, because I didn't get any small business loans, never did. I was always self-funded. When I left, when I started my own business, I had $16,000 in savings because I had squandered a lot of my mm-hmm. earnings, and I figured out that if I lived very, 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 very frugal, mm-hmm. I could make it for just under 4 months with no work. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I had some very challenging times, but it was some of my best times, too, because I learned a lot.
Well, I want to thank you for sharing that about your background, because so often we hear about people who become successful and we hear about their million-dollar businesses and the principles that they apply into their lives today and how they help others, but we don't get a lot of insight into what you're talking about, the entrepreneurial solitaire, and it's, you know, there's something comforting for us as newer small business owners to kind of see, you know, well, you know, I'm not alone and it can be done. And so I appreciate you sharing that. When we come back from our first break, we're going to talk to James in more depth about how those experiences brought him to where he is today. Why is balance bogus? What is it about harmony that can contribute to our success? And we're going to talk to him about what he calls the 7 super laws. This is Indie Business Radio. We'll be right back.
Why is everyone listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com? Because it's the future of talk radio. Every day, more and more people are finding internet radio as not just an alternative media, but as a replacement to traditional AM and FM broadcast stations. Internet radio offers a wider variety of programs, convenient on-demand listening that meets your schedule, and fewer commercial interruptions. And GlobalTalkRadio.com is already leading the way by matching this content with a highly targeted internet audience. GlobalTalkRadio.com offers its listeners one of the widest programming varieties on the internet, from business and finance to self-improvement, paranormal, health, literature, romance, politics, and more. There are also opportunities for prospective hosts who would like to host their own weekly or one-time talk shows. Want to learn more? Check us out at www.globaltalkradio.com and see the future of talk radio today.
Welcome back to Indie Business Radio, everyone. We are here this afternoon with James Ray, and he is sharing with us some of his dynamic thoughts on the topics of balance and being just generally being successful in life. James is on a variety of television shows and radio shows lately, and we're very excited to have him here with us today. James, you say that balance is bogus. It's like a buzzword today. I think there's even magazines called Balance these days, and everyone talks about how you have to have balance in order to be successful. And one of the things that stood out to me about you is that sentence, balance is bogus. Tell us about why balance is bogus. Why don't we need balance in order to be successful in our lives?
It's kind of provocative, isn't it?
Well, it is, and I'm sure it's meant to be that way. But, you know, I mean, I'm a mom. I have two small children. I'm married. I have a business. I have parents who are aging. When I think about balance, you know, I kind of go, gee, I'd like to have some of that. I don't really have that much, but...
Here's the thing, Donna Marie, no one does. You know, I used to teach balance and I wasn't balanced. And I felt really incongruent. I mean, all these people who are running around talking about and preaching balance are not one of them balanced. They're not.
I don't see exactly how they could be, but what do you say about that? Do you have an alternative to that? Because chaos is obviously not acceptable either, right?
Right, right. Well, here's the thing, and I'll give you a good visual if you'll follow with me. If you can imagine, you know, the old type of scales that had two plates on either side, and they're attached in the middle, they've got chains on them, you can visualize that, right?
Yes.
If you can imagine that scale in perfect balance, what's happening?
Nothing's moving.
Nothing. You see, in perfect balance, nothing happens. That's not, there's no dynamics, there's no vitality, there's no life. That's not realistic. You know, what I suggest is that we must have a state of harmony, and I've coined and trademarked now what I call harmonic wealth.
Okay.
And if you look at harmony, it's not just semantics. And a great example is this. If you pay attention to an orchestra, they're not in balance, they're in harmony. Sometimes they're leading with the brass, sometimes it's the woodwinds, sometimes it's the bass guitar, sometimes it's the drums, but they all come together from this diverse perspective to intertwine and weave this magical tapestry called the music.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's like life. You know, it's never going to be imbalanced. People say, oh, James, I want to be perfectly balanced. No, you don't. You really don't. The only people who are perfectly balanced are 6 feet under. Harmony, on the other hand, is absolutely achievable, and you must, to truly be wealthy, you need to have harmony in the five key areas of your life: financial, relational, intellectual, physical, and spiritual. And when those are in harmony, not in balance, they're not ever going to be. You know, sometimes you're going to be leading with your business and your finances. Sometimes you're leading with your health and fitness. Sometimes you're leading with your relationships. But there's this dynamic dance back and forth, and as long as you're giving energy to each of those five areas, not equally, but you're giving energy to each of those five areas, then you're going to be truly wealthy. Now, and let me talk about wealth for a minute as well, because a lot of people think wealth means money. You know, I've coined the term harmonic wealth, and people say, well, so you're teaching people how to make money. Well, not necessarily. I mean, you can go after the money and get rich.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean you'll be wealthy. If you trace the root of the word wealth back to its origins, it really means well-being.
Okay.
And so this harmonic wealth is this harmonic state of well-being in the five key areas of your life: financial, relational, intellectual, physical, spiritual. And I guarantee you, that's what we all really, really want. As business owners and non-business owners, that's what we really want.
Well, is financial in your list of five things, is that first for a reason?
No.
Okay.
No. Other than it just makes a good acronym that means nothing, FRIPS, financial, relational, intellectual, physical,
right,
spiritual, which makes it easier for people to remember. It's not any more important than the rest of them, but as important.
And so when I look at those five things, I see that many of them require some sort of financial input in order to achieve them. In other words, intellectual, for example, if you want to better yourself intellectually by going to college or becoming well-read, you need to have some financial input in order to do that.
Bingo. You know, and even spiritual. You know, and this is a real hot button for a lot of people, but many of us have been conditioned to believe that it's not, quote, spiritual to want a large amount of green energy, what I call green energy, since everything in the universe is energy or money, and yet that's ridiculous. You know, because you can't grow spiritually to your full capability without a certain amount of money in this world. You can't study the masters. You can't, you know, go to the other cultures. You can't sample, you know, the events and seminars, all those kinds of things that are going to cause you to expand and grow intellectually and spiritually are going to take a certain amount of green energy or money.
Green energy. You know, it's interesting that you brought that up. By the way, I want to invite you listeners to join us today at 800-773-0355. Do call your question or comment in to James Ray. James, it's interesting that you mentioned that because not too long ago, the front cover of Time magazine featured a story that was called "Does God Want You to Be Rich?"
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And it was quite an in-depth story. I can't remember the name of the preacher that it focused on.
There's a couple of them, actually.
Yeah, there's a few of them.
Joseph Osteen, I think his name is.
That's him. Yeah, so I love that you mentioned that because you're talking about these five things, and one of them is spiritual. When that provocative cover came out, of course, I was very interested in that. And what you're saying is that in society we have kind of minimized financial issues in favor of the spiritual, or...
Well, I think what we've done is suppressed it, because if you talk to any single individual and they're being very honest, they want more money. In fact, surveys prove to us of what the things most people want more of is money is number one, a new job is number two, a better relationship is number three, health is number four, which is really kind of backwards as I look at it, because if you're not healthy, you can have all the money in the world and you're not going to enjoy it.
Well, do you think people sometimes think that they have to have a certain amount, reach a certain financial level in order to be healthy? Let me give you an example. In order to be healthy, we're told we have to eat organic. When I go to the grocery store, that organic peach costs 50 or 75 cents more than the regular one.
Right.
So it's almost like the message that's being sent is, you know, you need to be healthy and study yoga and all this other kind of stuff, and that all costs money.
It does. It does, and that's why money is important in today's society, but again, it's one-fifth of the equation. You know, if you have all the money in the world and you don't have your health and you don't have your spiritual connection, you don't have relationships, then you're not truly wealthy. And that's, you know, you're not successful either. We started off this conversation talking about, quote, success, and, you know, I don't know that I ever answered your question, but what is success? Well, success is choosing a destination of your own choosing, and the moment you step in that direction, you're already successful.
Okay.
You see, it's more noble to imperfectly pursue your own goals and dreams than to perfectly pursue someone else's. But it is going to take money, and so we have to understand that money is a part of it. And what we've been spiritually conditioned to believe in many cases is that it's wrong, evil, sinful, carnal to want a certain amount of green energy. Well, that's faulty logic. If you look at the Judeo-Christian Islamic traditions, all three of them use the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. In the creative story, in Genesis, the Creator stepped back on the seventh day and looked at his handiwork and said it all was good.
Mm-hmm.
All of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it all comes from the same source. Where is God not? You know, it's all the same substance, whether you look at science or whether you look at spiritual traditions. Spiritual traditions say everything comes from God. Science says everything comes from the zero-point field. It's all a field of energy and a rate of vibration. And so anytime you damn any part of creation, you're literally damning God because it's all the same stuff.
So let's talk about this financial thing from a small business owner's perspective. I've worked with many small business owners. Just to give you an example that you've probably seen as well, you see some products that you can buy on the shelf that say things like, we're not interested in profits, we don't spend a lot on packaging, we just focus on what's inside the box, and, you know, we're not really concerned about, you know, being mega profitable. That kind of message I see out there on some packaging. Can you talk to business owners a little bit, like, directly about the importance of having the mindset that you're describing?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, there's really two approaches to take.
And James, also, if you would, not being apologetic about it.
Yeah, I mean, two approaches to take in your business. You either are looking for quantity or quality. Now, if you're looking to appeal to a mass quantity of people, then God bless you, you're going to have shorter margins, and you're going to have to sell a whole lot more to be profitable.
Okay.
And that's okay. There's a space for that. Look at Southwest Airlines,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
However, my approach has always been, and take it or leave it, this is what works for me. I want to be quality. So from day one, every single thing I put out was top box.
Mm-hmm.
Even, you know, all the packaging, all the you know, there are plenty of my peers who would put out recordings. They'd record something in their garage and put it out and say, hey, but there's great content here, so look past the fuzz mm-hmm. in the soundtrack. You know, or they just put out a bunch of live stuff and you can hear a bunch of noise. I always paid whatever it took to get into the studio, make it right, make the packaging top box, and I put forth an image into the market, even when I couldn't physically afford it by appearances, that I was the high priced item. I was the high investment item, and guess what? That's what I became. This goes back to the laws that I teach you. What you think, feel, and act upon consistently is what you're going to become. Most of us tend to look at our current state of affairs in business and in life, and we look at our current bank account and we say, I can't afford it. Well, check this. The results you have today are not who you are. The results you have today are the direct outcome of the decisions and the actions of yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You follow that?
Yeah, definitely.
And so we're in this residual, if you will, of our past thoughts, feelings, and actions. When we look at our current P&L or our current bank account, that's not who you are. That's who you were. And if you continue to define yourself by who you were, you'll continue to get more of who you were. One of the greatest lessons I ever learned in my business, Donna Maria, and also in life, is that you've got to make decisions based upon where you're going versus where you are. And that's frightening sometimes.
What you're saying seems very logical, and it makes perfect sense. Why do you think it is that people seem to need to be taught this kind of thing?
Well, because we judge by appearances. You know, the sensory factors are very seductive, and it's really easy to look at appearances and say, I can't afford this, or to look at appearances and say, you know, I'm sick and broke, or whatever. But you see, appearances only tell a very small portion of the story. And so even when you teach these things, it's the most courageous thing and sometimes the most difficult thing to do is to turn away from current appearances mm-hmm. and make decisions based upon where you choose to head, where you're going versus where you are. If you don't do that, you will never get anywhere other than where you're currently existing. You'll continue to create more of the same.
One word comes to my mind when I hear you say that, and that is the word faith. And
yeah.
Faith, F-A-I-T-H. And I say that because what you're describing is kind of like what we're programmed to do is look around. You know, if you live in poverty, you are in poverty. Therefore, you must be destined for poverty.
Right, right.
So
let me give you a quick example. I was going to put out my very first learning system is called The Science of Success.
Okay.
And this was back in the late 90s. And I was in dire straits financially by appearances. And I had this program within me, this wisdom within me, and I knew it was good. And so I said, at the current time, I had a CPA as a partner in a business, and CPAs think differently than I do, you know. And it was going to cost me $35,000 to produce this audio program. We looked at the current bank account, and she goes, hey, we don't have the money. It's just not there. And I said, get me in the studio, get an artist hired, get it in production. She said, where are we going to get the money? I said, from wherever it is. And she wanted to throttle me. But I knew. Well, I went into the studio. I got the artist production. It was going to cost $35K, and the bill was coming due in just a little over 30 days. I had no physical references that this was going to happen for me, but I know what I know what I know.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a couple of weeks after that I got a phone call from Don Lobby, who is the CEO of Century 21 Canada. He asked me if I would be willing to come up and speak at the annual sales kickoffs for the entire country of Canada. I booked it. I went up there to Canada, and I had not yet finished the program, but I created a mock-up with my artwork, and I stood in front of the room, and I said, this is the best program you'll ever have in your entire life. If you want to be successful, you've got to have it. Bottom line, I sold $40,000 worth of that program on that run across Canada. When the bills came due, I paid the bill, plus I had $5,000 in my pocket. Now, here's the thing. If I had looked at current state of affairs and made my decisions based upon we don't have the money, I would have never, ever made that $40,000.
You would have never done it, yeah.
No.
So it's back to what you said in the very beginning of our show today about your mindset.
Right.
It's almost like a reprogramming that you're talking about, because, you know, we teach our children, you know, pay attention, look both ways before you cross the street, what's in front of you is reality, dragons are not real. And then as we train them, we have to teach them to look past what they can see.
Right, right. It's the most difficult and the most rewarding thing you'll ever do, and this is the balance of my work now. You know, I used to train a lot of skills. You know, as I told you, I was a national sales trainer. I was a management trainer. I know business skills and organization. But what I recognize, Donna Maria, is that as I used to stand in front of the room and give all these great skills, a portion of the room would go out and apply them. Most of them would do the same old thing they'd always done. And it used to frustrate me until I realized that success is not about skills. It really isn't. You know, I mean, it doesn't mean that you don't have skills, but that's not the fundamental answer to success in life. Success is a mindset. And so the balance of my work now, the major thrust of my work, is helping people reprogram, as you mentioned, those internal blueprints, those minimized programs that are inside of us unconsciously that drive behavior that keep us stuck, limiting beliefs, decisions, emotions that keep us stuck and tell us what we can't do. When those are healed and released, we catapult forward in every area of our life.
That's a great way to conclude our second segment, James. Thank you for that. We're going to come back in just a minute or so and follow up with James on some more information that he's going to share. I want you guys to feel free to visit his website at jamesray.com. There's lots of free information there. His store is just a panoply of different kinds of learning resources, books, tapes, downloads, and all kinds of things that you can get your hands on to implement some of this harmonic wealth that James is saying is really available to all of us. This is Indie Business Radio, your host Donna Maria with James Ray. We'll be right back.
Want to stay on top of what's new in the radio industry? Sign up for a free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio, available exclusively to listeners of globaltalkradio.com, and find out what's new in the world of online radio. Listeners can find out about new shows and special guests. People with something special to offer can find out how to become a guest and how to prepare for an interview. And prospective hosts will find a valuable resource for everything from planning their new program to selecting topics and guests, recouping expenses by selling advertising, and more. Sign up today for your free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio by visiting www.globaltalkradio.com and learn about the future of talk radio today.
Indie Business Radio. We're here this afternoon with James Ray, author of Practical Spirituality. You can visit his website at jamesray.com to get some more information about his books and even his Harmonic Wealth Weekend, which is a journey to mastering relationships, finances, health, business, and your spiritual life. And James, those are the five areas of our lives that you say must be in harmony, quote unquote, in order for us to experience the maximum amount of our lives. Is that right?
That's correct. That's correct. Because, you know, and they're all very, very synergistic. Michael Dell, as business owners, we've all heard of him, right?
Yes.
When he was interviewed and asked about why he was so successful with Dell, he in that interview stated, one of the things that's been the key to my success is that I've always taken time for myself. Which I thought was just profound, because as business owners, particularly, you know, going back to what we were talking about earlier, if we're small business owners and we're caught up in being the technician, we often neglect ourselves, and then we're going to break. We've all heard the stories of the person who's making loads of money and has a heart attack, right? Or his relationship, his or her relationship is on the rocks. And so all of those things are so important. You know, your level of health and fitness affects your performance in your work. It absolutely does. Your relationships are affected by your money. They absolutely are. I mean, the number one cause of disconnection arguments in relationships is money. So, none of those things operate in a vacuum.
So James, tell me, what do you say to a person who is a small business owner? They've got maybe a couple of kids to kind of balance. They maybe even have a full-time job they're trying to transition from. And all five areas of those of their lives in those areas that you mentioned are just, you know, I won't say a disaster area, but, you know, it's just frustrating. Maybe they've gotten to the point where, you know, all just seems to be, you know, lost, and whatever James Ray's talking about sounds great, but that's for other people. What do you say to someone who's gotten to that point in their life? Because there are so many people who have.
Yes. Well, I would say sit down right now and list out the five pillars that I'm speaking of: financial, relational, intellectual, physical, spiritual. And then very specifically write down 2 to 3 things that you choose to accomplish in each of those areas. Now, recognizing that some of them might be a quantum leap from where you are now, and that's okay. You don't have to do it immediately. What you must do, you know, quantum physics tells us that we bring into our life that which we place our consistent attention upon. And so if we are consistently keeping our attention upon those 2 to 3 things in those five areas, and more specifically, once you get 2 to 3 things, even narrow it down to 1 in each of the 5 areas. And, you know, my Harmonic Wealth Weekend, that's a process I take people through and get them to choose the 5 white-hot passions that they have in their life in each of those areas. And then what can I do today to begin moving in that direction? Not to quantum leap there perfectly all, you know, all at once, because that's not going to happen. Right. But what can I do today? You know, maybe I can take a walk with my kids and my family and get some exercise and build relationships simultaneously instead of sitting in front of a plug-in drug.
Right. I heard someone once say, success flows where your activity goes.
Yeah. Well, I say energy flows where attention goes.
Okay.
And, you know, in an energetic universe, which is a similar concept, in an energetic universe, wherever you place your attention is where you're putting your energy.
Mm-hmm. So much of what we hear sounds so sort of, you know, the universe somewhere, just focus and, you know, close your eyes and, you know, tap your heels 3 times and it will happen. What you're describing is it's really more involved in that. Roll up your sleeves and be responsible for what you're doing.
Absolutely. You know, because I've been in The Secret, I'm pretty recognizable now, and as I'm trotting around the globe, people run up to me and they say things like, "Oh my God, James Ray, I saw you in The Secret, and you know, I'm sitting in my living room and I'm just visualizing my millions coming into my lap." Well,
let's
know what?
That because, yeah.
They'll come take your furniture away if that's what you do. I mean, again, that's why I'm very passionate about putting forth the message of what I call 3 for 3. Your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions all must be in alignment and all must be firing for you to create what you desire and deserve. If you're not, you look at anyone who's not getting what they desire and deserve, they're missing one of those components. They might be thinking real positively and feeling real good, but they're sitting on their duff. Nothing's going to happen. You know, or maybe they're really busy. They're running as a small business owner, working, you know, 14-hour, 16-hour days, busy, and they're thinking pretty positively about their business, but inside they're feeling exhausted, they're feeling unworthy, they're feeling incapable. Then they're not going to get what they deserve. You've got to have 3 for 3, and when you have those, your thoughts, feelings, and actions all in alignment, then you're going to create anything, and you really can.
So we were talking about people with all that activity. I know one of the summaries I saw at your website said something like, if you're running the rat race, you're still a rat.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Thoughts, feelings, and actions. And now, they obviously don't have to be perfectly balanced either. You're talking about incorporating all of them to reach some of these specific goals that you have.
Correct. Yes, and you know, again, sometimes people listen to me and I, you know, I teach these concepts and they think I'm perfect. You know, boy, James, I bet you never have a bad thought or a bad day. Well, of course I do, because I'm a human being, just like all of us. You know, but what I have is less and less of those consistently. And so it's your consistent thoughts, feelings, and actions. It's the major quantity or bulk of your thoughts, feelings, and actions that are going to come into your business and into your life, into your relationships, into your health. You know, every single one of us is going to temporarily have a thought that's off the mark or a feeling that's off the mark. It's just like we're going to make mistakes in the physical world that are off the mark. And yet, that's okay as long as we adjust quickly. And the more we adjust quickly, then we start to condition new thoughts, new feelings, new habits of action, and those become the norm.
And how do you do that, James, when you're having, let's say you're having a bad business week or a bad business month or whatever, I'm trying to think of what a lot of our listeners may be experiencing, or even myself personally. You know, I pour my heart and soul for hours and weeks on end into perfecting the perfect whatever it is I'm getting ready to introduce. I introduce it, and then no one's interested. You know, I mean, that happens no matter what business you're in, no matter what product it is that you're trying to interest people in. What do you do when you have, you know, the book's not selling the way you want it to, nobody's visiting the website like they should? What in your mind may be different from what other people may be thinking when they experience that?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Donna Maria, because let me tell you, I've probably had more rejection in my life than I've had acceptance. And if you're unwilling to experience rejection, you'll never ever reach your potential. You just won't. And so what I practice, you know, I told you I was teetering on bankruptcy twice, just, you know, because I wanted to make sure I could do it twice, I guess. I don't know. But
congratulations.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, I guess I was a slow learner, but you know, in those moments, and this is going to sound, to some individuals, it's going to sound a little airy-fairy, but I guarantee you, believe me, this works from my own experience. Gratitude is the most powerful, magnetic, creative force in the universe. And the reason is because for you to be grateful, when I was teetering, when I was on vision sandwiches and faith cookies and playing, you know, entrepreneurial solitaire, I disciplined myself every morning to get up and to say thank you and to run through my whole list of all the things I was grateful for and all the things that were wonderful in my life. Now, that's tough sometimes when you don't know if you're going to pay your bills and if you think your house, you're going to get evicted from your home. And yet, there's always something. You know, energy flows where attention goes. And so there was mornings where I get up and I go, all right, what am I grateful for today? And my first response was nothing. You know, it all sucks. And then I go, okay, well, what could I be grateful for if I really, really wanted to be grateful for? Okay, I'm alive. That's an easy one. You know, I'm standing. My legs are strong. You know, my parents are alive and I have a great relationship with them. And then all of a sudden you start building momentum. And what it does is it literally changes, and there's scientific evidence now, proved HeartMath Institute, the leading authority on heart and the vibration of the heart, has proven that when you have heart-based feelings that we would call positive, gratitude being one of those, love, appreciation, joy, that it literally changes your physiological makeup. It affects your DNA, and it's now proven that it sends an energy field out into the world that is good to be around. I mean, people don't like to be around the grumps, you know, and the despondent. But when someone is grateful, you want to help them. You want to be around them. They're a joy to be around. And so, simple as that sounds, practice it every day. First two words out of my mouth every single day, regardless of where I'm on the planet, are thank you. And then I start to run through all the wonderful things that I'm grateful for in my life, even in the midst of challenges.
Now, it sounds like this kind of the gratitude and some of the other things you're talking about, they have a spiritual foundation. Can you practice the kinds of principles in harmonic wealth regardless of what your religion is? Or and secondarily, can you do it even if you maybe haven't? Maybe say you're an agnostic. Are these principles that you can apply no matter who you are and what you believe?
Absolutely, because they're really timeless truths. If you know, there's almost 3 billion Christians on the planet, which means almost half the individuals on our planet right now profess to be Christian, and these are very much in alignment with those teachings. They're very much in alignment with Judaic thought, with Hindu, anything. Or, you know, if you're a total atheist, it doesn't matter, because it's all, if you want to come from a scientific perspective and totally forget about God and religion, you still can be, these can be proven there as well. And that's why this is really an exciting time in our universe. It's a time where science and spirituality are realizing their sister studies, they're not in opposition, and the scientists now, quantum physicists, chaos theorists, biologists, are now proving what the mystics have told us since the beginning of time.
So I'm a small business owner, and I'm going to go to jamesray.com. And other than the free things that I can download and listen to from the radio and TV shows that you've been on lately, what at your website, if I'm sort of in the position that we described a little bit earlier, you know, all five areas are the pits, and I'm, you know, not seeing much hope here, where do I go at your website? What tool would you say that I should start with?
Well, beyond any doubt, without any exception, get to my Harmonic Wealth Weekend.
Okay.
It's 2 full days of completely immersing yourself in the things that make life easy and elegant, because every tradition, including philosophy, science, and spirituality, has told us life is not meant to be a struggle. And if you're struggling in any way, shape, or fashion, it's because you've forgotten who you are. You're unplugged from your capabilities. And so that 2-day immersion will literally change your life. I've had people who have tripled their income in less than 3 months after coming to that weekend. They've met their dream mate. They've lost over 75 pounds in less than a year. I mean, whatever it is you're going after in your life, I can help you with that, and you have to be willing to make the investment. And these events now, they're all sellout. So please, if you're listening and you're interested, then get there and get signed up quickly, because they are selling out all across the country.
And James, you're also working on the Harmonic Wealth book?
Yes. Yeah, that's my next book that's going to be coming out. My agency is William Morris Agency, and I'm meeting with them and several of the major publishers in New York a week from today, actually. So we're putting that on the fast track.
And your other books that we can get at your website, The Science of Success and Practical Spirituality, those are the ones that are available now.
Correct.
Great. Well, thank you so much for sharing your insights. I just want to leave everyone with the thought that what you said, energy flows where your attention goes. And thank you so much for sharing that along with your Harmonic Wealth ideals. James, it's been a real pleasure to have you on the show. Everyone, go to jamesray.com and check it out, and don't forget to look out for the Harmonic Wealth Weekend. There are several of them around the country. Find the one closest to you and check it out. Thanks a lot for joining us, James.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Everyone, we're going to sign off for the week. I hope you're able to join us next week for another edition of Indie Business Radio. This is Donna Maria signing off. Have a wonderful week, guys.
You're listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com.